The Amazon workers' votes now being tallied will decide whether organized labor can make a comeback in the heart of the anti-union South. The vote counting that began on Monday marks a second battle between a corporate behemoth and pro-union activists in Bessemer, Alabama. Employees rejected joining the retail, wholesale, and department store union last year, but the National Labor Relations Board ruled that Amazon unfairly influenced the outcome and called for a do-over election. That's in part because the company set up a mailbox that looked like a voting booth, giving some workers the impression Amazon itself was running the election.
We've turned a lot of no's into yeses once they got the information that was more impactful to their lives. So, yeah, they're on board as well.
The union's leader says the company's tactics have continued.
They are conducting a ferocious anti-union campaign. Union busting, bringing in outside union busters, hundreds of them.
In a statement, Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantel said, "We look forward to having our employees' voices heard. Our focus remains on working directly with our team to continue making Amazon a great place to work." The move in Alabama follows a recent vote still being counted at two Amazon sites on New York's Staten Island, where workers projected their critiques of the company under its iconic logo. Unions, on the decline for decades, have seen a resurgence in the past year. Signing up workers at Starbucks stores in Buffalo, New York, Seattle, and Mesa, Arizona, Google fiber contractors in Missouri, and a New York City REI sporting goods store. Workers seem empowered by the great resignation, the wave of workers leaving their jobs during the pandemic. The company has been calling workers in for mandatory meetings to explain to them why they should not unionize. The company's perspective is that it works better with employees when it does so directly and not through a third party. But many pro-union workers say when that happens, it's the company that sets the rules. One Alabama worker was confident enough to take aim at Amazon's billionaire owner, who also owns the Blue Origin space company.
It's not really worth it to stay with a company who doesn't care about me as much as they care about Jeff Bezos going to the moon.
It could take weeks to count up to 6,100 ballots before it's clear if workers here have opted to unionize and whether organized labor can gain ground deep in the heart of Dixie. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Bessemer, Alabama.